Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, April 21st. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Tim Cook is stepping down from his longtime role as CEO of Apple. He'll be succeeded by the head of the iPhone maker's hardware division, John Ternus. He'll take charge on September 1st, when Cook will become the company's executive chairman. During Cook's tenure, Apple became one of the world's most valuable companies, with its market value growing by nearly $3.7 trillion to about $4 trillion. Ternus is taking the lead at a time when the company is working to rekindle its creative fire and chart a hardware-heavy future in the AI era. We exclusively report that OpenAI is working with a slew of consulting firms to sell its AI coding tool to businesses. Accenture, Capgemini, and PricewaterhouseCoopers are some of the firms working with the ChatGPT maker as it pushes its Codex tool to compete with its rival, Anthropic. OpenAI Chief Revenue Officer Denise Dresser told the Journal that its Codex consulting partners will help the company expand its reach to more potential enterprise customers than it could alone. OpenAI declined to specify the financial terms behind its latest partnership program. And Amazon is deepening its relationship with Anthropic with a new $5 billion investment and computing deal. Amazon says its total investment in the AI startup could reach $25 billion if the partnership hits certain milestones. As part of the deal, Anthropic agreed to purchase more than $100 billion of Amazon's cloud services and make use of Amazon's AI chips. The move comes as Chief Executive Dario Amodei says the company must build infrastructure to keep pace with rapidly growing demand. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.